This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number four. On Friday, pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
It might not be on there quite yet, but I predict on the next FOF line some agitation about driving in downtown Greenville.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, you know, the one spot in front of the arena, you couldn't even turn left.
Oh, yeah.
This morning. I'm sure it's going to be the same.
Certain days, it's not.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's been, like,
it's barricaded off.
There were some big Pearl Jam, Janet Jackson. I'm trying to think of, like, the big, huge sellouts that have been at the Well before.
Do you think because the Lady Cocks are always, like, top three in the country every year?
Yes. Yeah,
it's
like,
that extra
I found out which hotel, not in a creepy way. This sounds weird. I'm about to talk about college girls. Ugh. I just heard through the grapevine where they were staying in town. I'm like, my God. Like,
they might get a bigger share.
Keanu Reeves didn't stay there when he was in town.
They might get a bigger share than the football team gets these
look,
days.
Look, Paige.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Motel you live
six.
Here. Why
Let's
are you staying in
it.
A hotel? Why you got a favorite hotel in the town you live?
I have business meetings, I'll have you
You're
know.
You're a prostitute.
Oh, I knew it.
You're a prostitute.
No.
I only play them in the movies.
I can't remember if we did the
I
story.
I would be a hooker if I didn't have to have sex with them.
Did you see the Dawn?
I'd be a skydiver if I didn't have to jump out of the plane, Paige.
Did you see the Dawn Staley left a huge tip a few weeks ago?
What?
That's who you want to see out in the restaurant.
A tip?
Yeah, she tipped. I want to say she tipped the waitress like $1,000.
You know what my problem
Heck
is
yeah.
about that? A. Having the big tip to leave, but B, leaving a big tip and then them not knowing who I was.
Yeah.
You know? It's like that nice man.
Because my
that
damn
nice
bank card
man.
Don't say Mattman on it.
Well, what did he look like? Well, he had a beard and he wore glasses. That describes most of the people in South Carolina.
Plus, you're going to ruin it for the table after.
You're a woman. You shouldn't say that.
Because, you know, they're like, I got $1,000 tip. I don't have to work so hard today.
That's true. They may just go ahead and just smoke a cigarette throughout the next hour.
While they walk up to the table, you need some more drink, and they just like pee in your cup. There you
what?
Go.
I just got a $1,000 tip from Victor Wembanyama. I've quit this bitch.
What'd he say?
Oh, not only did I get that, but my tax money just hit.
What'd he say?
You want it? Would you like another roll, sir? Tell your
Super
wife
Bowl.
To pull her shirt up.
That's your tip.
Hey, you know, there's people running around downtown, like, but they don't keep up with everything. They just kind of like half-ass listening, like, dude, that's Caitlin Clark. I swear that's Caitlin Clark. That tall brunette over there is Caitlin Clark. Guy.
Look. Oh, hell.
All right, let's get to what we're really going to do here, the FOF line.
Because we'll get calls about that, too.
Oh, my goodness.
You come on, you say you're going to do something. Like, you're just going to talk.
Just do it. Don't talk about it to get it done.
Let me do the numbers. 864-241-4318.
So evidently Paige made a comment about fast food restaurants here recently. Don't really know what you said. I can't remember it. But we have some inside information from someone who used to work in a fast food restaurant.
Oh, boy.
And it, you know, sparked them to call in.
So this is pertaining to what Paige said about going to, like, a restaurant and getting a large and then you don't get enough drink and shit with it. That's because they fill it up all the way with fucking ice. I used to work in fast food, and then it's like you got to fill half of that fucking cup up with damn ice, and then you fill the rest of it up. So if you go into the drive-thru and you tell them no ice, it's already coming out of the machine cold, so there's no point in putting ice in it. But I get some people like ice, so you put the fucking ice in there. Well, then you just turn around and you tell them you want light ice. What the hell?
You know, the end of the call really put the point across. I'm sitting there with my hands like that, too. Like, what the hell? That's the what the hell emoji.
I don't think it comes out cold, does it? I didn't think it did.
I think it depends on if they run it through there. I know.
She'd be there all day long asking them how they want their ice prepared.
At Chick-fil-A, it would come out cold. I'd often just stick my head underneath if I didn't have a cup nearby.
God.
I'm kidding about that part. We did. When we had the guns. Uh-huh. Like, you know, the drink guns.
Yep.
Watch out. I don't want to trigger anyone. Yeah, you could, like, shoot someone in the face and they'd catch it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, Taco Bell back in the day, all they had were, you know, caulking guns. That's where they put the bottles of guac and everything, guac mayonnaise guns. In.
I would love Taco Bell.
You'd sit there to shoot each other with the guac.
Oh, yeah.
Sour cream guns and stuff.
If you didn't lock the fryer when you made the cinnamon twist, they'd get really, really big.
I was so irritated. Like, you know, when your friends get different jobs, like when you're in high school.
That would be a great job to have.
If they get a job somewhere you like to eat, you're like, oh, yeah, employee discount or maybe even, you know, free or something.
They tried to.
And my friend got a job at a favorite deli in town. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, so I go in there. I was like, hey, man, load it up with the meat and everything. He's like, I can't. It's all pre-wrapped.
Does your friend have a big nose by chance?
No.
Okay. I'll have to write down where I'm thinking.
Jesus Christ.
It's usually the first deli that comes to mind when people are talking about delis.
Okay, I just want to lay it out. Are you talking about Groucho's?
No.
Okay. Because Groucho had a big nose in Groucho's Deli, his first deli, I thought. But it was not Groucho's Deli.
No.
I'll tell you off there where it was. Anyway. Yeah, I agree with everything she said. Paige agreed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I know. Just get an extra small.
Do you remember?
With no ice.
Extra small.
XS.
In a children's meal.
Do you remember the guy who called in giving Party Man Dan a hard time?
Hot times, baby.
I got a little refresher call if you don't remember
great.
Who it is.
Great.
Party Man Dan. I cannot stand your motherfucking ass. If I ever fucking see you, I'm going to knock every fucking tooth in your damn methamphetamine smoking ass out of your fucking mouth. I hate hearing you on this damn radio station. I hate hearing your fucking lies. You did not fucking hook up with some bitch. All you did was sit there and fucking drink your damn beer and smoke your damn crack all night long. You're not funny. Fucking stupid as
I think he is funny, though. I think he brings
funny.
A very unique perspective. And
he's sweet.
I don't know. I feel like he was degrading himself, Dan was, when he talked about, you know, the neighborhood whore, as they called her, to venture down to his place to offer some sexual favors because he did have power during Helene.
Well, that was noble of her.
She might have sent him a picture over the weekend, maybe.
Oh.
She may be wanting to come back. He's got that lovable, like, Buffalo Bill, like James Gum type quality to him. To where some women, like, feel like, I might get dominated here. Like, the chicks that really like to get choked out and whatnot.
Is that like the thing that I sent you?
Oh, hang on now.
What'd you send me?
Buffalo Bill on dating.
Oh, I saw that. That's weird. It's an AI Tinder profile for Buffalo Bill.
Oh, yeah. That's why you, like, that's another thing. You can't trust nothing.
No.
Nothing. I told you, I watched like 10 minutes of a porn one time before I realized it was AI.
Really?
Or before you realized there were no women in it.
Did they have genitalia? Did they have genitalia?
Call number. Okay, so then Looper called at one point to defend Party Man Daniel. At one point.
What he did, somebody else is doing it this week.
Okay.
Oh, good. Good.
He's going to rake this guy over the coals.
On the FOF line.
I just want to say this is for that Sam Belliott motherfucker sounding like dude that called complaining about Party Man Dan. First off, you. go back to the ranch, you tombstone sounding looking motherfucker. I don't like you. I like the movie, but I don't like you. You don't talk about Party Man like that. We with Dan because Dan with us. All right, if he likes crack, that's on him. I don't, but, you know, to each his own. So you, Sam Belliot, go put in a fucking red man chew and go ride a fucking horse. I don't know. The weirdo.
They don't even make red man no more.
Not even select.
They call it something else because that's offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Not the fact that you're chewing tobacco, but it's...
It's probably like Chief Commander.
Is that common?
I don't know what it's called now. I saw it recently, and it had a different name, but I was like, yeah, I've recognized the same thing.
Oh.
So what if he likes crack?
So what if he does?
Yeah, that's
I agree
his
with
preference.
Do we sit there and, I mean, Dan just has a very unique perspective. He always looks surprised in photos.
Yep. And,
Party Man isn't a good guy.
Big dude.
Yeah.
He always wants to know why, you know, if I'm sick, if I'm okay. That's very nice.
We're talking about the same guy who used to do steroids and cocaine in the back of the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, he's got a story to tell.
You really do. You'll take a break.
Yeah. I mean, no.
No.
But I have to.
Work through it.
Well, we got some other, we got another back and forth coming up. The guy that called in that was like, he don't like P1 Rebel Chick. Well, there was a girl that called in, you know, busting his ass a couple weeks ago.
Damn.
He's calling back to retort on her.
Damn.
Big retort.
Oh, we're going to have a retortion next.
And then I'll play hers if you forgot what her call was.
By the way,
it's getting saucy.
I have an update. Red Man Chewing Tobacco is now using the same colors and everything called America's Best Chew.
What are we doing?
ABC.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I guess they're...
Why are we taking equality away from our Native American brethren?
Why don't they just call it yellow teeth?
You still got Levi Garrett. I mean, that's the one people really
Do you still have Chattanooga Chew?
Oh, do you? You got it.
I don't know. I remember that one. That actually had like a double entendre with it. It's kind of cute.
You have to look that one up.
I want to put a train in the back in your mouth. All right. More dip talk next and the FOF line. Good morning, cheeks. Everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code listen50.
It's not what you think.
Do you think he sees this?
Oh!
Paige, hurry, you're gonna miss it.
Oh, I like this. You've been point on.
It's great.
God, it is a good
one. I think down deep, the sign of a hit record is you could split it and apply it to a different genre and it would still work. That's a real hit record. Like Mambo Number 5 earlier.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, it's probably one of the better mixes.
This one's good.
And it, I'm going to release an album of all these that I've stolen.
Or reworked.
I sampled certain things in that.
That's okay. That's clever.
I think I see the special light.
Have you guys seen the fat J.D. Vance pictures? I mean, wow.
Was that his? I can't tell what's the meme and what's the original now. Like, did he have, like, Rick James hair somewhere?
They both see these, right? They got phones.
You know, it's like that movie that Matt Mobile was in. What's his name?
Oh, Brian Reynolds.
Yeah, remember he was real fat, and then he lost all the weight, and he came back home, and it's like you're forever going to be known as the fat guy. Like, so even if you lose all the weight, people are going to be like, oh, yeah. Like, so, well, you look good. And I'm like, okay. Like, what did that mean about, like, last time you saw me? I look like crap.
It looks like a garbage pail kid came to life.
It does.
I got Jerry curls.
It looks like a you remember cherubs? You know, they would be the little flying
cute
angels.
Yeah, they're pudgy.
It looks like one of those living in the 70s.
Okay.
The hair. Okay.
Looks like he's going to be in the Hillbilly Eulogy, too.
Yeah. I know. His cheeks look all chafed like my thighs at the Carowinds that time. All right. And that was popcorn still coming undone.
Before we get to the back and forth, the re-back and forth, I guess, with Rebel Chick Hater and the dude, this is a guy who had an issue with his dog recently.
Mm.
What?
Yeah, he tried to multitask, and well.
What could the dog ever do?
Oh, wait till you hear it, and it's kind of gross, too.
How
could your dog do this?
I have a nut allergy, so I hope it doesn't involve the peanut butter.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Yeah. I want to give a big old f*** you to my dog, who I tried to give a bathe to in the shower this morning and decided to f*** in the shower while I was bathing him. Like, what the f***? Like, it's okay to pee in the shower. I do it every morning. But to sh** in the shower? No, that crosses the line. So, big ol' f*** you to my dog, because now I have to figure out how to get sh** out of the shower, which is not something I ever planned on doing.
Paige has a helpful hint about that.
Yep. Stomp till you can't see it no more.
Stomp. Don't stop till you get it off.
There's cleaning stuff that you can use. I mean,
probably
I don't know
should
what else
use,
you
right?
can sanitize it.
Yeah.
I use
my waffle daddy.
I have one of those spinning brushes that are really fast.
Oh, you go slang it everywhere.
You use a scrub daddy, and then afterwards it just turns into a frown.
I mean, it would just like clean it so fast, it would be gone.
Got a tear coming out of his eye, scrub daddy. But man, don't make me do it again, man.
I pee in other people's showers.
I do too. Not even if I'm in the shower. I'll just open the door
and pee
into it.
Is that what you do when you go to someone's house? Can I use your bathroom? And then people wonder, why is the
That'd
water
be
running?
Great. You just,
what is he doing in there?
Don't ask any questions. I had to take a quick shower.
Not enough people ask, though. Like, what are you going to do when you use the bathroom?
Excuse me, boy. Why is your hair wet?
Because if you're going to drop a number two, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
I mean, that's kind of...
It would break the smell, yeah.
It depends on...
Smell
barrier. You can tell by the dance they're doing. Like, you know,
Or you got to leave the door open if you do it.
Oh, no.
Like, are you going to go like a Russian racehorse or like Malden Road when there's a flood? Which one are we talking? I don't want to go number one, two.
Are you the person that uses the bathroom too long, goes to the medicine cabinet, and uses a shower at someone's house when you're not invited?
9 times out of 10, if I'm at somebody's house and go, and I'm usually pretending because I don't want to sit in there and just talk to them.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just go to their bathroom for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
God.
864-241.
Something sudden.
You're thinking back the last time I was at your place. I was in there 45 minutes.
Well, it's a tiny bathroom. I'm sure you had fun.
864-241.
Knock yourself out.
I did knock myself out, in fact. We had went to Papa's and beer that night. Beers? Bears. Papa Bears. Papa and beers.
Well, how many beer?
Which was it?
Papa's and beers.
It's Papa's and beers.
I don't know.
You went to Mama's and Legs. Here's the original call from...
Thank you.
This message is for the guy who called out P1 Rebel Chick. Let me tell you something, motherfucker. Where are you, jealous? Because she's got a better voice than you? Or because she might actually have a bigger d*** than you? I don't know why you're calling her out, calling her a whore, because she said, oh, I'm just saying, f*** you, get a life, and stop bragging that you're a f***ing he-man and saying that, oh, yeah, she's just a whore. Well, maybe you're the f***ing whore. Guys can be whores, too. You, motherfucker.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know more male horse than female horse, honestly.
But why, see,
let me get the
why is it that, this is where I want equality. How is it that when the word whore is just laid out there, oh, that's a woman, but if it's a man, it's a man whore. Like, y'all shooting yourself in the foot by saying that.
I'm talking about guys that actually sleep with men for money.
It's you've got man boobs. Daddies. Regular boobs are just for women. Why?
Sugar daddies, and they're taken care of.
Because the men ones, you know, aren't good. They're like meat, like hairy meat flaps.
Well, no, but I've seen, you know, I've seen men who are bigger than their wives.
That's fine.
Size-wise.
You mean size?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's normal.
But that girl right there, she lost me when she said, you don't know, she might have a bigger one than you. It's like, I mean, what you're saying is true. I keep up with the news.
Yeah. I mean, she could have like a bigger tongue. We don't know what she was referring to.
Yeah.
That sounds like she said straight up.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that energy.
Well, we don't know what people are given from God. We don't judge. You can have both. She can have a bigger one and another one.
Well, I think it's going to become a moot point because I think he ends it right here.
He calls in on her now.
Yeah, I think this might be the end. He unleashes.
Okay. Okay.
I actually went back and listened to what the girl said about me talking about P-Mine Rebel Chick, woo! The best you can come up with is men or horse, too. You sucking, licking, and dumb, stupid, motherfucking no damn original thought in your motherfucking our head ass having. Hey, baby, come give me a call. I'll show you how much of a whore this man really can be. There's your f***ing sound bite.
Oh, wow.
I say he ended it because I don't want to edit it anymore. He got the last word.
You know, I know that last bleep, and I was expecting it, the last word he said there. But
For sex workers, I'm sure they're offended right now because that's what they do for a living. And
why? I mean, even with that, a sex worker, like, come on.
I'm going to roll you out into 85.
I'm going to roll you up and smoke you when you die.
You'll do one more here.
We're going to make some chili with you, Paige. You can tear us up again.
Oh, my God.
You got one more for the road you want to do?
I love the chili. Yeah, we'll do one more right here.
All right, 864-241-4318.
This dude has a issue with his roommate stealing.
Oh.
And look, that's an awful situation to be in.
Mm-hmm.
We had all of ice roommate situation.
Yeah.
Don't know if this is the same guy, but still.
Stealing roommates.
Yep. Can't have it.
On the FOF line.
A big f*** you to my roommate who keeps breaking into my room and stealing my f***. I have installed a door jam lock and he picked it with a butter knife. I've set booby traps and he doesn't care. I put up cameras and he still goes in there. So what do you do with this roommate? F*** you. Get your own f***ing s***. You're going to be gone, so look for somewhere else to live. I know you listen, so f*** you.
Oh. Maybe that's what brought them together. They met at maybe a former Big Ass Draft night and said, you know what, we should just move in together.
And it sounds cool at the, you know, the time, but you're like, 2 weeks later, you're miserable.
Because I know you listen, but you come in. Now, when she says, you keep breaking into my room to steal my stuff.
Yeah.
Am I thinking the stuff?
Lube?
Oh, yeah. What? Jesus.
My Lord.
In this case, when you condoms. Mentioned Big Ass Draft Night 15 years later.
Are you reading the Amy Schumer book right now, Paige?
No, I hope not.
My God. I just meant like, you know, like that'd be the worst is to be a roommate drug addict.
Oh.
Where you're like hiding your stuff. I went on first week with some of my friends one time. I hid the groceries I bought.
In your nightstand?
In my luggage with a lock on it. The damn Samsonite.
What happened to the party ball? Did you hide that?
Party ball was a four-way buy.
We all went in together on that. Those were awesome. They don't make them anymore.
Samsonite luggage?
No, party balls.
Oh, yeah, they don't make them anymore.
You hid the food.
Let's start calling Dan that. Party balls, Dan.
They'd love it.
All right, we will come back with what?
We're going to come back with, the lady who's got a message for her pizza delivery man.
Oh, and boy. Somebody's going to take a swat at us, too, right?
Oh, yeah, boy. They are.
Okay.
I probably pretty deserve much. It.
Oh, at least he's doing it at the tail end. We can have fun the whole way through.
Okay.
The headline's going to suck, though.
Oh, yeah.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
How does it feel to sit there and know you're about to get roasted on the radio? Well,
kind of sexy.
You're a deviant. Like she's kinda such hot. I can't tell if she's a dom or a sub. Do you switch back and forth with that?
Yeah, it depends on who I'm with.
She'll let you pick.
I know fat boys always bottom. I didn't know if the same thing.
Usually it's neither, but that's okay.
You have to thrust more from the bottom. So
do you? Okay, then I'll be a top.
God. I feel like we're at a bar, and this is how she's picking me up as a dude.
And I can't tell if it's like, I feel like I can't tell if it's, I mean, I've known Paige for what?
700 years.
Nope. I'm going to do the correct math.
That was before fire, after the wheel.
26 years I've known you.
My God. And we still.
And like after like year probably 20.
I'm surprised you hadn't moved yet.
After year 20, I quit thinking of you sexually.
Oh, my God. fine. Nobody does, and that's fine.
No, but really, like, I think if you, like, sisterly, like, you know.
I can see that.
Like, in fact, if you someone says, do you have any siblings, I say, yes, her name's Paige.
Yeah.
SWAT.
Your brother.
But anyway.
Yeah, your brothers.
I don't mind it. If, you know, I think about every TV show you watch, every show you listen to or whatever, like, at some point you've wanted to take some exception with them. Like, if the news had this, where I could call in the news and say,
oh man,
let me think of someone I'm cool with. Jamarcus, that jacket was a little too bright for the screen.
Oh,
you know, and he could play that on Your Carolina or whatever. That would be kind of cool.
Oh yeah, I really would.
Wouldn't like that. Leave Jamarcus alone.
He play it too. Let's see what we got on the phone today. It's Matt Man.
You do a great Jamarcus.
He's awesome.
But nevertheless, so I don't take it as, I take it as, you know what, they're powering through. There's one of us they don't like. It's typically Paige.
Yeah,
And they're like, but I still listen through for the rest of the stuff.
Sorry.
Now, Paige ranks higher on the those little tests they do than.
That's because people feel sorry for me.
Well, I was going to finish then Neanderthal. Fat Boy and I are just above her.
Neanderthal. Right.
864.
It's a symphony.
Took me a minute to remember his name. 864.
Aww.
I'm so sweet. 241-4318.
This lady here might be single soon.
Uh-oh.
She's not a fan of her boyfriend, who might be a bit of a now.
Mm.
So, she might be on the prowl.
You go, girl.
Paige, you might have some competition this weekend. What are you trying to... Paige, I said, Paige, you might have some competition this weekend.
Oh, there's a single man in town.
Well, you got some, this girl could be single too. She could be trying to get that same eggplant emoji you'd be trying to get.
Might
be time to play some rock, paper, scissors. It's the FOF line.
Yeah, I'm really, really tired of my no good boyfriend not knowing how to keep a job. It's been 2 years. I've got him jobs with some really, really great companies, and there is people out there out of work right now that would kill for it. But no, it's always, I got a f***ing tummy ache. I got to come home from work. No, I hit my head. I got to come home from work. I am so tired of being the man for both of us in this relationship.
God. He should be like, he should be telling you, like, you're about to have a tummy ache because I'm going to get in them guts.
Oh, no. I knew he was going to go there.
Oh.
And not by the way you think I'm going to either.
Right.
It is.
You're
going to
take a detour.
I know both sides of that situation where a guy has a girl that doesn't work very hard, and it is hard. I see that on both sides.
Right. So, what do you and Hershey, Pennsylvania have in common? There's only one highway that goes through town. We're about to take it.
I thought you were going to do a Squirts reference.
No.
864. No, you know, I don't know what to say to that. I can understand how that is. I know people going through situations like that.
And you just know when it's when you like the balance is shifted, right? Where you're not equal, where you feel like you're not maybe contributing as much. And
you know the worst thing though, and this is like God, I hope this never shoots me in the foot. But like one of the worst, you know, when like somebody asks you to be a reference on a resume or whatever,
yeah,
or an apartment or anything like that.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm just telling you, man, like, Paige is right. Like,
you won't throw a solid, like, that's kind of beefing up your own
I have to seek a psychic first or pray about it and think, like,
yeah, you don't want to run your credit.
Am I going to stand? Why? I got good credit.
No, but for someone else's apartment or other vehicle.
They call me Kurt Henning on Equifax.
You don't need to buy that.
But you think, like, am I going to stand by this reference forever?
But if you do that,
jury's out.
You're like egotistical about your own reference, right? Like you value it more than, like if it's that serious of a consideration, like wouldn't you just throw your buddy a bone? Like, all right,
well, it depends on what it's for. But like everything you hear, 9 times out of 10, they don't call up on them or read them or anything.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to adopt a kid, you're like, I just throw him one, okay, whatever. Yeah, great parent. Go ahead,
Ric Flair.
I would be meticulous about that.
Would you learn that in bushwhacking school? Big words?
No.
Matthew, listen, they used to do mandatory meticulous every night.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Too diligent. Like this.
All right, why do you say all that? For what reason?
I don't know, really.
Okay.
Here's the. We'll finish up with old girl, who's like throwing out darts, man. She's getting. She's already got the pizza guy.
Uh-huh. She's mad at the pizza. She wants him to eat, poo, and choke.
She's going
to
get somebody else. She might get your favorite morning show, too.
Oh, good.
No.
864-241-4318. The FOF line.
I want to send out a big you to y'all, Rise Guys. Grow your balls back, bitches. You fat boy. You sound like shit. I bet your damn breath smells like a thousand farts in the fucking evening time, bitch. To the piece of shit delivery boy that delivered my shit last night, you fucking pizza fucking dumbass. Fucking shit was cold. My cheese was stuck to the box. And fuck you, ass. Eat shit and fucking choke, bitch. To my stepdaddy. Fuck you, bitch. Eat shit and die. I hope you choke on a fart, you stupid sack of shit. I hope you damn die one day. Just f*** you. F***ing damn die, man.
God.
You sound like you a breath away from a heart attack yourself.
You must have accidentally touched her. Like, I don't know why she'd be so mad.
Why would...
He might have done something to her
mom or
something.
Why is she mad at the boy, though? What'd you do to her?
I don't know.
What, like, where did... Where did our balls go? I mean, did we lose them?
I didn't think we did.
I mean, I... hold on. Let me check.
I feel a little emasculated that Paige is, the funniest one today. If I'm being honest.
I mean, like, it's...
I'm not trying.
It's nice to have a day off.
Right.
But, like, hold on. I'm going to Google, do we still have our balls? Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
Cleat check.
I got an email here from Steve Sinacropi.
The boss.
The VP of our company.
Uh-huh.
Oh, some good news to report to you guys. Rise Guys, number one, adults 18 to 49, men 25-54, and adults 25-54 in morning drive.
Thank you for listening.
We have great brands and great live local entertainment. Great job to our programming team.
There's got
to
be some balls in there somewhere.
So. It smells like a money.
What if I don't have balls? Can I borrow some?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one each.
Do you...
We got to get close.
I mean, if I was slinging those in breasts every day, that'd be kind of hard.
Well, you'd be like something they'd sell at Sharper Image, one of them pendulums that goes back and forth.
She came in here with some big lip energy early and just like it never ended. Hang on now.
I know. When we get excited laughing, we start hitting the desk like we're a judge. And this crap's going to fall to the ground one day.
No, if I had testicles and I had breasts, I would get on a jogging team.
On a what?
A jogging team, it sounded like.
Because I want to swing them.
Well, I'm sure there's a public park you could take them to, Paige.
Do you think that...
That boy would be there sniffing it.
See me run down the road.
He's a swing sniffer.
I'd be proud of them.
Swing sniffer. Hang on now.
He is a swing sniffer.
You got to update the swing sniffer list.
Did I show you the picture I made of you? I did.
It's not going to be as funny as Fat J.D. Vance.
No, but
that's
good.
It's talent.
It's a playground swing, but it's on your face, so you look like Mankind.
God. Just because I'm bald, I got to be a swing sniffer now, too? Here's Raccoon Lady.
I live way out in the woods, and she can come and stay with me. I got a bunch of flashlights, and we can hunt raccoons, and I'll eat her all night if she's in any way involved in that way.
That next to last bleep was dinner. By the way,
okay,
dinner.
Okay,
you'll go to sleep. She'll eat you dinner. I do think that was the same lady. It sounded like a chill version of her versus a.
She's a fun gal.
My cheese was cold on the box.
She'd be a gal.
I would like to think that my breath doesn't smell like a thousand farts in the evening, but you know.
I've never around you in the evening. I was going to say in the morning I've never noticed it, but in the evening, do you fart or sneeze?
No.
Who knows?
And I was like, tiramisu.
What you just heard was real. Those were real angry people. And if you are right now, get it out. Start the weekend afresh and anew. 864-241-4318. And you could be part of the FOF line. Paige?
Oh, yeah.
What is up in the Plex?
Well, we got to talk about...
Rise Guys number one in all demos again.
Yeah. Even in the cripples.
Breaking.
Yeah, we got to talk about Gen Beta. You know what that is? You'll find out next.
Gen Beta?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is it another generation's coming?
I hate to break the news, but yes. Watch out.
Oh, that's a word people use a lot, beta. If they don't want to say the P word or wuss or anything like that, they say beta.
I thought beta meant like trial. Like, yeah, we're going to try this out. Or it was the little tiny Alpha VHS beta. Tapes.
I think it means big stupid-ass wimp.
Because if you had a beta VCR, like, I thought you were like... Poor or Canadian?
Yeah, beta test isn't like, there's no merit to
it. I thought it was like a French model or something.
I'm trying to get a VCR,
Why?
Because I got old tapes I want to convert.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
before I convert really them, cool. I have to have the VCR. $250 Amazon.
Go to a Goodwill.
I want one.
I'm hoping somebody here's got one I can just,
well,
you know,
beat her to the
bit.
Punch.
Well,
now she's
got, I got videos of my mom that I'd love to convert.
Well, we can watch her stag videos later.
Oh. If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.